T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's January 27th, and a whole new season is beginning today. Esther Goulias, CEO of EG Tax, joining us live. It's tax season, Esther. How do you celebrate this day?
just get ready, right? We're ready. We've been doing returns now for the last week, and they've been accepting them. So we're ready. We hope everybody else is ready.
How do you get ready for this time of year? You know, what does somebody need to have all in order and all with them to be able to go to somebody like you and say, hey, I'm ready, let's do this?
You need all of your income statements, first of all. And a lot of people say that they are filing with their last pay stub, but that's really not kosher. You have to wait till the W-2s come out. You want to make sure that your software, if you're buying tax software, that it's correct. Because there was a major change called the Secure Act that happened 4 days before Christmas. So you want to make sure if you're getting Box software that it's the latest version, because some of the changes that happened 4 days before Christmas affects your 2019 return. So it's very important. And the other thing is the Secure Act also changed a lot of things for seniors, which is exciting because now seniors can contribute to their IRA if they're still working past the age of 70 and a half. That's cool. And you don't have to start taking money out of your required minimum distribution till age 72. So those are two things that are in the Secure Act that people should be aware of.
When should you have your W-2?
By the end of the month. So they should be coming out here. They'll be rolling out this week.
Okay. Now, if you don't have, what is maybe a date where, you know, tax season opens today? A lot of people are saying, I got some time, me included. But if you are worried that you don't have all those forms from your employers, or if you're waiting for a few more to kind of trickle in, you know, when is the date that you should start to be maybe a little bit worried that you haven't gotten, maybe something you've been waiting on?
Well, your income statements from your employer by January 31st. Your documents from your investment advisor, that's a horse of a different color, because many of them, even though the documents are required to be released by the 31st, they get extensions because of the computations behind the scenes of qualified dividends and stock transactions. So many of the stockbrokers don't roll out those until middle of February, March. And many times, those of you that know about your stockbroker, they send correction after correction after correction. So people invest in investments probably are looking before middle of March. The other thing is, if you don't have your W-2 by February the 15th and you have all of your wage statements, you can do a substitute wage and tax statement and attach that to your tax return to get it filed if your employer is remiss in sending out those W-2s.
All right, what happens if you file your return and then you get one of those amended documents from, you know, an investment firm? Are you allowed to amend your return?
Oh, yeah, you can amend your return up to 3 years from the time, the due date of the return, or 2 years from the time the liability was paid, whichever is later. So amending returns, as a matter of fact, one of the changes in the Secure Act is now that tuition and fees that was no longer deductible in 2018 is now deductible. So some of the things that people can do is when they're doing their 2019 return, they might amend it to put in their tuition and fees deduction and their PMI that also wasn't deductible in 2018, so it is now. So they opened up 2018 with this change in the law 4 days before Christmas.
Okay, so is there anything else, you know, if you file yourself, we know that there was a lot of changes last year. Anything from last year to this year that's significantly different that you have to keep your eye on?
Well, that's what I'm saying. The Secure Act changed tuition and fees, changed PMI. And then the other thing is medical that was supposed to go up to 10% is still 7.5%. That was another change in the law. And the other thing is, which is really important because student loans are a big thing, one of the things in the SECURE Act is you can now take money out of your 529 plan and pay up to $10,000 of your student loan interest with 529 money. So that's important. So you want to make sure that you're using all these angles, like if you're paying pool, how to bank off and get your ball in the side pocket. So you want to make sure that you're doing your planning for this year as well as last year.
You've been doing this for a long time, Esther. Do you see people coming in kind of in waves? Is there like a big wave at first, you know, as soon as the filing season opens up, and then the next maybe really big wave is just before April 15th?
That's exactly. You got it, Susan. People come in to get their refunds. Obviously, they want their money. So the first wave is people that are getting refunds. March is kind of like, oh, I'm not sure if I owe money and this is not what I really want to do. And then April, you're under the gun and they come in whether they like it or not, you know?
Yeah.
We all know.
Raise my hand for someone who's usually under the gun with this. Well, hey, Esther, we thank you so much. I'm sure we'll be chatting again as we get a little bit closer to those deadlines that you mentioned. That's Esther Gulyas, CEO at EG Tax, as e-filing opens today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.